Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. We got the faith stronger than a grain of mustard seed. We can speak to mountains and mountains will move. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody get ready to pray for us. Pray for the line this morning. Amen. We don't want to start without prayer. Amen. My God. Who wants to volunteer for this morning? Step in there and tell us who you are. And then the general prayer. Anyone?
Praise the Lord. This is Mother Stern. Praise God this morning. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you this morning, Lord, at the close of the week for our first food prayer line. And we just want to thank you, oh God, how you have kept us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, oh God, for the fast, Lord God. And we thank you, oh God, that we've seen results of the fast already in the name of Jesus. And now, God, we pray right now that you look on this line today. Touch every prayer ambassador and every doctor that is on the line, Lord, and bless them, Lord. Bless their household. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we come right now, God, and we've already pleaded the blood of Jesus. But, God, we pull down every stronghold that come against the knowledge of God. We pull down every stronghold on this prayer line on today. In the name of Jesus, we come, Lord God, sweeping through the city in the name of Jesus. Nothing shall come nigh your door this morning, God, in the name of Jesus. Look on mankind everywhere, Lord God. Somebody this morning needs you, Lord God, in the palm of their hand, the palm of your hands, Lord. Touch the sick, the afflicted, and the shut everywhere, Lord. Somebody that can't get on the line to give their prayer report and give their of their prayer requests and their praise report, Lord God. But you already know, God, that they're on the line, Lord God, to get another blessing from you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, as we close out the week, we just want to say thank you, Lord God, for another day. Thank you for another day's journey, Lord. Had it not been for your grace and been to your goodness, first, the Lord, we just pray right now that you touch. And God, we know, oh God, that we just ask you this morning, oh God, would you look on the Spirit and his family, Lord God. We lost another soldier, but thank God he left a legacy here, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we come embrace your presence this morning, God, because in your presence is fullness of joy. And now, God, look on your servant this morning. Oh God, she's the doctor, Dr. Bernard Johnson. Oh, God, we want to lift him up, oh, God, not just on the line where everybody can hear, Lord, but we want to lift him up on a daily basis, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Touch him, oh, God, from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, and we rebuke the adversary in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over our leaders. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we pray, oh God, for your strength over them, Lord God. Oh, Jesus, today we just say thank you. Oh, Lord, we thank you for chief ambassador, Lord. What a blessing to Brooks and the others, Lord. And look on Lady Betty this morning, Lord God. Look on Dr. Betty George Johnson, Lord. We come in unity today, Lord God. And we plead the blood of Jesus over her. Bless her going out and bless her coming in. We pray, oh God, give her the desires of her heart. Oftentimes I hear a quote of scripture, delighting herself in the Lord, and you shall give her the desires of her heart. Look on the Lord God and bless us, her sweet spirit, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Look on the Chief and Lady Betty's family, the children and the grandchildren. Amazing grace, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And now, God, take us into another phase of this service on today, God. Give them ears to hear what the Spirit has to say unto us, because what you say through the leader would allow us, oh God, to hear what you are saying in the Spirit. And we just thank you this morning.
Thank
somebody
you, Jesus.
Thank the Lord for your
thank
ears.
You, Jesus.
Not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. That was the first division of Psalms, first and second verses.
Amen. Beautiful. But what anyone else?
Dr. Angelo praying for Jamaica and Peru. Psalms 92, verses 1 and 2. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. Amen.
Amen. All right. Anyone else?
It's Dr. Charlotte Ambassador Graham. Oh, go ahead, Mother.
All right, Mother, go ahead.
Which mother? I didn't say anything. I did the prayer. Amen. Go ahead, Ambassador. Amen. I'm through. Amen.
I'm sorry. I was just moving to the side. This is Revelations 21 and 8 in the Passion Version. But as for the cowardly, the faithless, the despicable, the murderers, the perverts, the sorcerers, the idolaters, and all deceivers, they will find their place in the lake of fire and sulfur, which is the second death. Back in your hands. God bless you, Chief.
All right. Thank you so much. Anyone else?
The Ambassador, Dr. Matt Murphy.
Go ahead, Dr. Murphy.
Psalm 72 and 19, and blessed be his glorious name forever. And let the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen.
Amen. All right. That second person I heard. Go ahead.
Prayer Ambassador Dr. Deborah Johnson in Texas. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Psalms 34 and 1.
All right. That's great. All these are great scriptures. All right. We thank God for it, and we praise God for how he has blessed us. Amen. I want to, once you open your Bibles this morning, I want to just review something that God told me to speak on at least 3 or 4 times a year. I think he wants to get this, and that is how to recognize the real voice of God. Amen. I was trying to go somewhere else, but the Lord said, no, I want you to do that with them, how to recognize my voice. That's so important in the name of Jesus, that we learn to recognize the real voice of God. Amen. We have someone while I get and do something here. Can you give me a couple of praise reports? After this 3-day fast, we ought to have some praise reports. I heard Mother say that God has already started giving results from her fast. Amen. He told me, let us do the fast the first part of the month. Amen. And then spend the rest of the month giving the anointing time to work and seeing the results of what he has done for you through the 3-day fast. Amen. So someone give us about 3 or 4 praise reports. Who will take over right here and do those praise reports? Amen. Come on, saints. Amen.
I went through Dr. Sheila Brown. God bless you. Yes, sir.
God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The praise line of praise the Lord. I just thank the Lord for being here today. I thank the Lord for his goodness and his tender mercies all week long. Praise the Lord. I just thank him for all that he do. Praise God. The praise line is open. God bless you.
Amen. Praise God. This is Prime Minister Dr. Deborah Johnson in Texas. Truly, I praise the Lord for another day's journey. I'm so glad that he's allowed me to see another day, a brand new day. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I thank him because he's just been so good to me. I think about the song, he keeps on doing great things for me over and over and over. God is so good. I just want you to know it was some things I was being confronted with. And, you know, since I lost my husband, well, when you have a 2-income house, used to having one for many years, then one drops off, then you're faced with some issues. But I petitioned the Lord and realizing that his word said, never have I seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed beg bread. And I stood on the word of God. For a while there, my air conditioning unit went out. And I thought, well, you know, that's going to be a big issue right there. So even though I did try to check through the insurance company, they weren't working right. But I want you to know, I said, God, I need you to work a miracle. And I need something that I don't have to pay back. And I want you to know he did just that. They had some type of program going on in the city. And I put in for it, and they told me that I qualified for it. And they came and checked my unit, and they were saying so many things was wrong with it that it wasn't going to do any good to be repaired. So they gave me a brand new, spanking brand new air conditioning unit.
Hallelujah.
That was on the outside and in the attic. Replaced everything. And because it was that type of program, I didn't have to pay a dime. God is such a good God. And he just keep on doing great things for me. Oh, I praise him. I praise him. He is a good God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you. You won't serve a God like this. My. Then they turn around and send me another letter and say they got another program and ask me if I wanted to put in for that, and of course the answer is yes. So then they were paying. Yeah, Lord, they were paying for the paying your utilities. They were covering the utility bills. Look what God can
thank
do.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yes, hallelujah. I praise him today. I just thank him for right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I thank him. I thank him, saints. I thank him. Ask you to continue to pray for me. And I love you, each and every one of you. God bless you.
Thank you.
God bless you. We love you, Mother. Jerry, God bless you. He is doing great and mighty things. Thank God for him doing that for you. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I just want to piggyback on that anointing of how God is blessed. Oh, I just, you know, I you can't tell it all, but I'm going to show tell as much as I can. Amen.
Amen.
I was somewhat, I'm always in a situation lately. I can recognize, amen, with the praise report from Prayer Ambassador Dr. Deborah Johnson, amen. I tell you, I tell people, and I say it in humor, but I mean it for real. When my husband was living, I didn't have a want for anything, and you know, and when he went down in the grave, the money went down in the grave with him, amen. Praise the Lord, but it looked like everything began to start breaking down. I had always a 911 emergency. It don't be something you can wait 3 months from now. I got to have it now. My heating went out, and the one that had my heating say that I needed a new furnace, and the new furnace was going to cost me every bit to $5,000 or $8,000, and I'm like saying, no, that's not up in this house. And so during the fast, the first fast, Chief Ambassador, I was just determined. I wasn't going to ask nobody. I wasn't going to get no loan. I didn't want no bill. I don't need no bills. I'm 75. I do not need to be in debt. I need to be debt-free. And I was just determined that the Lord say, try me. You know, try me. Oh, my God, try me. And I prayed. I remember third day of the fast, and I didn't see nothing calling or nothing anything. Mm-hmm. And on the third day, I pray, God, would you put it in somebody's heart to bless me? I don't know who it is, where they are, or what have you. And I was on that fast, and I was driving to the gym, and I saw a call come through my phone. I didn't answer it, but my daughter called me and said, this young girl has been trying to get in contact with you. I started the ministry in 1998. And she was in my ministry. She's a grown woman with three children now. Mm. And she said, the Lord put it in her heart. At that time, I was just Pastor Patricia, to bless Pastor Patricia. Because when she came to the ministry, her dad had passed. And she and my husband and I did the homegoing service. Didn't know her dad, didn't know the family. But she said the Lord used us, and she said he put it in, it was God, put it in her heart to bless me. First it was one figure, and she said the Lord told her to take it up another digit. Oh, y'all don't hear me this morning. Amen. Golden Corral breakfast. I'm talking about money. Oh, glory to God. Oh, my God. Every card that I got for my birthday, money fell. I didn't get a dry card. Oh, thank you, Lord God. I got happy. Oh, glory. I got happy for what God did, because, you know, sometimes we start on the action. We ask him, but then we don't believe. That's why when Chief Incorporated, I believe, Lord, I believe. I believe, Lord. I believe. I didn't have to put my unbelief on that, because I had to go all the way on belief. I didn't tell everybody. I told Ambassador Dr. Lady Betty, and I just told her, agree with me in prayer and everything. She was about the only one that I told. I tell you. Ooh, I went to that courthouse and paid my taxes, because I was at the deadline. I was at the line where they say that your taxes is going to be sold. And that's my house, y'all, I'm telling you. And I know that before. But God, I didn't want to tell Chief, because I know if I told Chief, he would have had a prayer line, and y'all would have. I didn't want to do it that way. I wanted to try God. Oh, glory to God. He gave me more than enough. Oh, thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord.
I had to talk to the community, And we talked on yesterday, and she shared with me, just like your feet of labor come back to thank you, she said, I'll never forget you. You taught me so much. And I was just in amen. I was just, I'm still in training, but you understand I'm a little more experienced now.
Man.
And I thank and praise God.
Hallelujah.
That was just, that blew my mind. I'm telling you, because the power of God is for real. And
amen.
Then I with that, and then my furnace went out. I went out my furnace after paying my taxes, and it looked like the money just slipped right out of my hand. Anybody like that? Amen. So my furnace went out, and they told me the same thing. Oh, my God. And I can't even tell it all because it was divine order of God. Even the young
man
said that. God's intention for this to happen in this season, for you to try God. And by her giving me that money, she called me yesterday and told me she got a big promotion. Glory to God.
Amen.
I would not have gotten that promotion. She don't even live in my area. I haven't seen this young lady in years. Oh, boy, she invited me to come and spend some time with her. She got a 5-bedroom home and everything like that. And I'm just telling you, when you do right by God and bless, God has a set up blessing for you. I just feel, Ambassador, I know I'm on my way to be a millionaire. It was, God said, don't put that burden on Chief Ambassador. Put it on me. Amen, and
Thank you, Lord.
Taxes, and the second fast was my furnace. It's so hot, and I had to ask them the thermostat. Oh my God, want me to feel that blessing? My daughter say that's. And she says, "Oh, it's all right." I said, "But I believe God want me to feel that blessing, what He did for me." Amen. Honor, you
thank
know,
you,
my
Jesus.
Daughter can only do so much, but I'm the captain of this house.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. My house. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, God, I mean, I wouldn't dare not. Amen. Actually, I went on the second fast. I went on it a little bit stronger. Amen. Because every day I had something to do. And when you minister and you don't eat, and everything, I wasn't foolish. I would come home and rest my body so I wouldn't pass out. You understand what I'm saying? The second one was even more of a, the first one was a tryout. The second one was the real deal. Y'all don't hear me on today. Glory to God. And I just, Lord, was that. Amen. I believe the first one, I was just crying out to God for my needs. And the second one, I was thanking God for what He's done. Oh, God, I'm going to leave that alone. Sometimes fast for the wrong reason. Amen. Praise the Lord. I didn't want my fast to be a give me list. I wanted my fast to be a thank you, Jesus fast. And I know what praise people, you can get anything. I'm a mother and a grandmother. I know when my children and all of them, they come up to me and they ease up on me. And I'm gullible to them and everything. And the next thing you know, they got what they want from me. And that's how God is. David wasn't foolish. Amen. He knew how to get what he wants from God because he exhorted the Lord. He told the Lord he took the eye out and put just Jesus in it. So, Chief Ambassador, that's just part of the praise report. But that was the bonus for me. Amen. And I'm like, prayer ambassador, Dr. Deborah Johnson, I don't owe nobody nothing. Amen. God sent a man in here. I didn't even use the company. He sent a man in here that I didn't even know, but he said he had been in my house when my house flooded a couple of years ago, and I was in Detroit with the Sherrod family, and I wasn't here, but my older daughter was, and he was the one who came in and put the hot water heater in. Three people had been in here, and they couldn't do nothing. He said, oh, your house is all finished and beautiful. I say, how do you know me? He said, I've been in your house. He said, when I came in here, it was a wreck because I had a flood. and that man was here less than 30 minutes. I believe it was an angel in disguise because you get a
angel.
Y'all don't hear me today. He's saying,
he'll do it.
I say, I know nothing about you, but God served the man that was supposed to come. He had come, and he don't even know this man came, but this was the man that God had allowed to come in my house over 3 years ago, and he wasn't here but 30 minutes.
Oh, my God.
And I gave him a little tip, and he say, are you sure? And the next thing I know, we were talking about Jesus, and the man was saved, and I rest my case, like I tell you, Brother Dave, this case here is closed. Jerry Mason used to say, case is closed. If anybody ever knows Jerry Mason, he never lost the case. Well, I'm going to tell you, I know somebody like Jesus Christ. He
never lost a case. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. The Lord say, try me. And I tried the Lord, and he came in mighty. I'm not talking about $300. My taxes was almost $6,000. I paid it fast, and I didn't put one dime in it. Y'all better give me not one dime.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Of love to people. A lot of people told me, Chief, I was crazy to do funerals for people that wasn't in my church. A lot of those churches, they won't funeralize you if you ain't a member. But it ain't for the dead, it's for living. And they would say, y'all crazy, we would let them use the church. And now I'm receiving the fruit of my labor that was put up.
I thank God,
Chief, for you being obeying to the Lord, because you said, I hear you say, this is not for you, Bernard, this is for me. Amen. The Lord is saying, this is for me. Amen. I hear those things in the spirit, and this praise is for the Lord. I don't believe that I had nothing to do with it, but he used me to see if I would try him and trust him.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you, Doctor.
I'm working my way out of being debt-free. I'm working my way out. Amen. I'm working it out. I'm believing God between now and next year, the only bills I got is utilities. I'm full of any kind of debt. Amen. Praise the Lord. I just don't believe that I was supposed to be. Amen. I'm like my own chief say, the poor be with you always, but my name ain't on the poor list. My name is on the elite.
Thank
Amen.
You, Lord.
Praise the Lord. I'm a child of God. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. You're going in and out, Chief.
Okay. Everybody, go to 1 Samuel chapter 3, if you would. 1 Samuel chapter 3. Can y'all hear me now?
Yes, sir.
All right. 1 Samuel chapter 3. Is that better? Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
Better, yes.
1 Samuel chapter 3 and verse 4. Amen. Dr. Murphy, can you get that for me? 1 chapter.
Yes, sir.
1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 4. And I want to refresh you all on how to recognize the real voice of God. Go ahead.
That the Lord called Samuel. And he answered, here am I.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
And he ran unto Eli and said, here am I, for thy callest me. And he said, I call not, lie down again. And he went and lay down.
See, this is showing us that until we mature in Christ, there are times in our lives
that we perhaps hear a voice, but it's really not who we think it is. Here, Eli was a mature man in the Lord, but Samuel was a young fella. And Samuel heard a voice call him. And he went to Eli and said, "You call me." And there wasn't nobody in the house but Eli. So consequently, he thought that Eli called him. But Eli said, "I called you not. Go lay down again." And he went and lay down. Read it, verse 6. Upon the Lord.
And the Lord called yet again Samuel. And Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, "Here am I, for thou didst call me." And he answered, "I call not, my son. Lie down again."
In other words, he missed it. He heard the voice, the same voice called him. And he heard it, and he went again to Eli and said, "You did call me. Nobody else in this house." See, a lot of times we don't recognize the divine. Amen. We want to do it as if it's a mundane thing, something of this world. But he went to Eli again and said, "You did call me. Ain't nobody else around here. You had to call me." And that's not recognizing the divine voice of God. But Samuel, he was young, and Eli told him, "Go lay down again. Go lie down again." Read verse 7.
Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him.
Did you all see that? It's right in that text right there, the 7th verse. He didn't know the Lord. I've been telling y'all, how do you recognize him? You got to read the word. Amen, because God is the word. So he didn't know the Lord. And then it says, neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him. Ask the Lord, help me to understand your word. Reveal it unto me. Because he can reveal his word to you. Helps you to know him. Helps you to know his voice when you read his word. Read verse 8.
And the Lord called Samuel again the third time.
Now,
and he arose and went to Eli and said.
Wait just a minute. So he called him a third time. Now watch this. This is verse 8. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time. That word again gives hope to the saints, because sometimes we do miss it. But the fact that here the Lord said again the third time gives hope to us, because if we miss him, doesn't mean he's going to throw us away. He doesn't mean that he's going to close the door on us. It simply means that if we'll just go relax in him, for the peace of God which passes all understanding shall keep your heart and mind, hearts and minds in perfect peace. If you just relax in him and let the peace of the Lord, which passes all understanding, if you just relax in him and just listen, the Lord will give you another chance to call you again. And then what did he do when he called him the third time? Now, watch this. He called him again after he had gotten into the word. Read verse 7 again. And Samuel.
Now, Samuel did not yet know the Lord. Neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him.
Now, God called him a third time. In other words, after he had gotten into the word, and I prove it. Read verse 8 now.
And the Lord called Samuel again the third time, and he arose and went to Eli and said, "Here am I, for thou didst call me." And Eli perceived that the Lord had called the child.
See, after he got in the Word of the Lord, he didn't quite know the Word, but he got into it, evidently. And because the Lord started giving him a miracle after he had gotten the Word. Because he rose and went back to Eli again. So you had to call me. But here's the miracle. Eli, who was more mature in the Lord, perceived that the Lord had called Samuel. And notice at the end of the verse 8, it said that the Lord had called the child. That says something right there. He put that there so we can recognize that Samuel was young in the Lord, and he was making these mistakes because he was young in the Lord. See, that's a message to some of you who are young in the Lord. He's not going to throw you away. That's the devil's voice that's talking to you, to tell you, oh, God doesn't love you anymore. He's going to throw you away. He says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you, and lo, I'm with you always, even until the end of the world. He's not going to throw you away, and he's not going to let anybody pluck you out of his hand. Don't listen to the devil's voice. The devil is trying to tell you that it's over for you. He's a fighter. God has just begun your life in the name of Jesus. Eli, he's going to put some mature people around you. Amen. Why on Tuesdays I let our mother Cremation come? She's a mature woman in Christ. Yeah. Well, ain't you got some men, Doc? Some of these folks who are, what do you call them? Can't even think of that name. Male chauvinist people. We got some men, but let me tell you something. God said in the last day he's going to rain on not only the man, but even the woman. Amen. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. And he's doing that. We're seeing him do that. So let me tell you something. It's so important to have mature people around you. Amen. And Bishop Stern, amen, has been through a lot of things. I'm sure we could sit down and share some things that I've been through, but she can share some things she's been through too. These mature people are good for you. God puts them around you to help you. I got people who came to our church from another church. And sometimes I wonder, Lord, why did you send them? And God said, I sent them because I gave you something that will help them, and you can mature them to the point where they'll grow in me, and I'll be able to use them all over the world. Amen. But God puts people around you that are mature for a reason. It's for a reason. Now go ahead and read verse 9.
Therefore Eli said unto Samuel, go, lie down. It shall be, if he will call thee, that thou shalt say, speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. So Samuel went and lay down in his place.
See, the people God sends who are mature to your life, who are mature, is for a reason. It's the mature man here, Eli, who was older than Samuel and knew the Lord's voice. He told him, this is the miracle right there. He's the one who told him, go lay down. And if the Lord calls you again, this time, even though you've missed him three times, Samuel, this time, if he calls you again, you say, Lord, for thy servant hears you. I hear you, Lord. But see, Samuel wouldn't have known what to say if God hadn't put a mature person in Christ, in God, around him. So Samuel listened. See, that's the key right there. Samuel wouldn't have gone and laid down again, and the Lord wouldn't have called him again if he hadn't listened to the mature man in the Lord, Eli. Eli told him, you go lay down. And when the Lord, when you hear that same voice again, you missed him three times already, but on the fourth time, this time, when you lay down, say, yes, Lord, thy servant here. See, the devil will try his best to maneuver and to sift everybody on this line as wheat. Yeah, the Bible tells us that. He tries to sift us as wheat. And he'll come in your ear and tell you, listen, you done messed up already enough. See, some of y'all can't go to the Lord and say, Lord, give me another chance. No, Lord, give me one more chance. See, but you've had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20 chances already. So you can't go to him, Lord, give me one more chance. You got to go to him and say, Lord, give me another chance. That's all you can say. I'm asking you for another chance. I know I'm like Samuel. I messed up already, Lord, several times. Missed your voice. But please give me another chance. Amen. And so he went to the Lord. Some of y'all say, well, you know, I got into drugs. See, we all have done something. If we haven't got into drugs, we got into alcohol or nicotine or something, or in the world, you know, doing party life and trying to do the things that the world does. We got messed up, and we missed his voice. Amen. But now you, like Samuel, you heard his voice and came to Jesus just as you were, weary, wounded, and sad. But you found in him a resting place, and now he has made you glad. Amen. And he has forgiven you of all your sins. And this time, when he speaks to you and say, Lord, he calls your name, Samuel, Samuel. This is the fourth time. Samuel, Samuel. Samuel got instructions from the man who had been with God. Let me put it on y'all's plate. He got instructions from the man or the woman of God who had been with the Lord and was mature in Christ. Didn't mean that they never made mistakes, but they had learned to recognize the real voice of the Lord. Eli had learned to recognize and gave good advice. So you got to learn to recognize good advice. You know, ask the Lord, Lord, are you speaking to me? Is this good advice? And he'll say, amen. Read verse 10, and I don't have long here. Go ahead.
And the Lord came and called, as at other times, Samuel, Samuel. Then Samuel answered, speak, for thy servant heareth.
See, after he had gotten good advice from the mature man of the Lord, and he took the advice. See, you don't have to take anybody's advice. God gives you an option to do what you want to do. You can be in the street if you want to, and God will let you do it. You can be a liar if you want to, and God will let. Oh, why did God allow the ex-president to lie? They got him on record for over 5,000 lies he told to the American people, I guess. My God, why does God allow that? Because he'll let you be anything you want to be. He has to allow you to make your own choices. And see, right in that word, own choices, is part of my lesson, because there are only two voices that speak to you. But the enemy will tell you, what about your voice? You don't have a voice. You're not on the level of God. You're not even on the level of the devil. So you don't have no voice. But you can make a choice. Choose ye today whom you're going to serve, whether you're going to serve the Lord or whether you're going to serve the enemy. Amen. I got to close my message right there today, how to recognize his real voice. But let me just give you the main point of this message. Number one, know that there are only two voices that can speak to you. See, this mature man in Christ, Eli, recognize that if you just rest in the Lord. I heard with Dr. Gildersleeve, she got a famous saying, I can't
focus
call it.
On the Lord.
Just
stay focused on the Lord.
Stay focused on the Lord. And if you do that, rest in the Lord, and stay focused on the Lord, you'll be able to hear his voice. Now, there are only two voices. That's why I want to get this to you. There are only two voices that really can influence your life ever since you've been born, amen, and came into the knowledge of knowing the truth. When you finally got to the point where you could recognize the difference between good and bad, amen. See, you recognize good and bad. There's only two voices, one for good and one for bad. Amen. Two voices that will try to influence your life. The bad voice will normally come and tell you something bad, but the good voice will come and tell you how to go the other way and something good will happen. Amen. Now, which voice is bad voice? It's the voice of the devil. Which voice is the good voice? It's the voice of the Lord. Amen. I would advise everybody not to wait till you get to the fourth time to recognize his voice. Try to get him on the first time. I said, try to get him on the first time. And
amen.
You'll be blessed, amen, every time. Amen. So Eli was a mature voice, but it wasn't the voice of the Lord. He just recognized God's voice. He was speaking for the Lord, actually, because he had matured in Christ and knew what the Lord would do and how the Lord was speaking. He just said, go rest in him. Yeah. And give the anointing time to work. That's what I said to y'all after the 3-day fast. God spoke to me and tell him to fast 3 days, the first 3 days of the month. And then give the anointing time to work. See the results of what I'm going to do for him the rest of the month. I don't know what else he's going to do for you. Y'all already got, y'all like me, when I went on that 1,000-day fast, I didn't know what the Lord was going to do. But I know I put something before him, and in the first 3 days, he answered my prayer. Now, why would he let me off the fast? He kept me on the fast, and when I came off after 1,104 days, he told me. He said, I didn't have you fasting for you, Bernard, I had you fasting for hurting people all around you. See, when people are hurting, they really not going to think about fasting. All they think about is pain. But God said, I had you fasting for hurting people who have cancer, hurting people who've had strokes, hurting people who have COPD. And then he took me to Matthew 17 chapter, when the boy threw himself into the water and into the flood, and the disciples couldn't cast the demon out. They asked him, why couldn't we cast him out? He said, because of your unbelief. He said, howbeit these kind go without, these kind, hard devils, big devils, stubborn demons go out, not by just prayer, but by prayer and fasting. So the Lord was saying to me, I just had you not fasting for you, but I had you fasting for others who are hurting around you everywhere, because they'll pray, but they normally won't do the fast. Amen. So I let you fast in a sense. I had you fasting in proxy for others. I got that from one of my members. I think it was Dr. Irvine Coleman. I'm not sure, but one of them. One of my members, when Mother was Joyce Long, was so sick, they came to me in our makeshift office, and they said to me, said, Pastor, do you mind if I stand in proxy for Joyce Long? I said, no, that's wonderful. They didn't know that they were ministering to me when they said that. I caught it. Amen. Stand in proxy. That's basically what the Lord had me doing, standing in proxy for others. And That's why when I ask you all to join us on that 3-day fast, I want you to go to God for yourself, for your heart's desires. But I said, if you have mercy on me and Dr. Betty, would you ask him, just all of you, if you would ask him, Lord, bring that vision to pass of our chief ambassador. While Mother Stern was speaking this morning, she often tells us, and thank God that she's 75 years old, it jumped in me a vision right there. I went to God. I said, Lord, I'm 73 years old. I need you, Lord, to grow this and to really come and let the vision come to pass. So, you know, I don't know when you're going to do it, but because that's grown folks' business. I preach this message, stay out of grown folks' business. See, God is the grown folks, and we're the children. And that's why I don't believe in telling him or trying to tell him when to do stuff. I don't pray. Very seldom, if you've ever heard me say, now, Lord, now. I believe in that. I believe in giving God, letting him be the grown folk, do when he wants to do it. He may not come when you want him, but he's right on time. He's going to do it when he wants to.
Amen.
And I heard Mother Stern and Mother Dr. Johnson down there in Texas. They were talking about how God solved their problem. Amen. But he did it in his time.
Yeah. See,
when I wish I had time, I would get that breakdown of how God, his time is 1,000 years is but one day to God. Yeah, see, 1,000 years to us is one day to God. And I broke that thing down to even 1 second to God. See, it's different to us. Amen. I wish I could find that quickly for y'all, but I'm out of time already. I'll give it to you on Monday if the Lord says it's saved. Amen. But you got to know it's important to recognize those, you know, there are only two voices. Why are people preaching other stuff? Because the devil doesn't want you to know that there are only two voices. That reveals him.
Oh, so
thank God. It has to be the devil. He doesn't want you to know that. That's why he'll preach everything else to you, because he doesn't want you to see that. It's not God. It has to be the devil. Ain't but two voices who really can influence your life. Ever since you've been born, you've only had to deal with two voices, God, good, or the devil, bad. One of them is trying to influence your life. Hopefully it's the Lord, and you listen to him. And if you listen to him, he will bless you every time in the name of Jesus. Wish I had more time. Got so much more to say, but I'll have to say it on Monday. Amen. Come back and be with me on Monday, and let's see what the Lord unravels here unto you. How to recognize the real voice of God. Amen. I know you're young, many of you. Some of you are mature in the Lord. But Samuel was young, and he messed up at least 3 times, even 4 times. Well, the 4th time he got it, but 3 times messed up, and he didn't quite realize what to do. But God put a mature person around him who recognized the real voice of God, and the mature person gave him good advice. But Samuel had to take the advice, and he took the advice. And when he lay down and rested in the Lord, and the Lord spoke to him again. See, that's why I know the enemy comes to tell you, oh, you done messed up so now, until God will never help you. God will never see you through your storms. God will never bless your family. God will never lift his heavy burden, lift the heavy burden off of you and lighten the heavy load. God will never. But here, Samuel says, that's a lie. That's the voice of the enemy. Because God says, he's going to be with me even though I've gone through the valley of the shadow of death. I came to the rough side of the mountain. God is not going to throw me away. He's waiting on me to mature. And he's going to put people around me to help me mature in Christ. And before I know it, I'll be able to hear his voice and I'll be listening to the Lord and hear his voice, and I'll say, yes, Lord, thou servant. Hear it. I'm going to rest right there today for the amount of time. God bless you. I love you. I appreciate you.
Scripture for yes. you, about 1,000 days, amen, years. And that 2 Peter 3:8 say, but beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. And that's 2 Peter 3:8.
Thank you so much. God bless you. Nation. I'm going to revisit that on Monday if the Lord says the same. Amen. I got a breakdown for you. Now you can know the Lord doesn't take a long time. His timing is different than our timing. Amen. And his timing, he may be doing and have blessed you in 1 second. And then I'm going to show y'all when y'all can see that, that Mother Deborah Johnson, Bishop Stern, the Lord may have blessed you in 1 second. Amen. That's how special you are to him. And in 1 second, amen. Well, wait till I break that thing down for you. But God bless you. I got to go. Come on, Dr. Cullins, and tell us where we're reading the words. Come on, somebody just moving by the phone. I want you to recognize that. Recognize that. That all that's causing distractions on the line. Because you wouldn't be doing that, I don't really believe, if you knew what you were doing. Amen. Right now, you're still moving. That's you. That's causing all distraction on the line. Come on, Dr. Cullins, tell us where to read the word right now.
Yes, sir. We're in the book of Acts, and we're reading chapters 9 and 10 on today. Is your reading assignment.
Now, give it to us one more time.
Yes, sir. In the book of Acts, and we're reading chapters 9 and 10 on today. Is your reading assignment.
9 and 10, okay?
Yes, sir.
God bless you. That wasn't for me one more time. I know people pretty well. Amen. So somebody was saying, well, what did she say last? She just gave it to you. Chapters 9 and 10. Amen. Read Acts. Now, don't be going on in the Old Testament looking for Acts. It's not there. It's in the New Testament. You got to pass by the Synoptic Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and some people even say John. And you go over there, and you'll find Acts of the Apostles. Okay? All right, Dr. Bernita Friesen, can you tell us when the all-night shut-in is? We're going back to old school. All-night shut-in. You have that there for us? Tell us when it is.
Wednesday, November the 17th, which is this coming Wednesday.
Now, why did we move it to the 17th rather than have it today, the next Wednesday? Why did we move it?
Due to the Thanksgiving holiday.
Uh-huh.
It was moved.
People would be cooking on that Wednesday. Amen. So we moved it in order that we might be compassionate. On you, have compassion on you, and be compassionate for you. Amen. So take advantage of it on the 17th, that Wednesday. We're going to be on the line all night long, giving God a celebration, kind of like a pastor's anniversary. Amen. He's our pastor of this whole line. Lord, and we're going to give him an anniversary on the 17th. We're going to serenade him with all kind of prayers, all kind of songs, singing, all kind of testimonies, all kind of words, preaching, let him word your mouth. Amen. And then we're just going to esteem him highly. You know, we're going to thank him 1,000 times. We're going to call his name Jesus many, many, many times. We're going to plead the blood of Jesus that intimidates the devil every time. And then we're going to tell him how much we believe him. That gives God pleasure when he finds people who believe in him. Amen. So on the all-night shut-in. God bless you. We've had a great day. All right, come on, Dr. Sheila Brown, tell us about the youth.
Yes, sir. Class. Thank you, Steve. Yes, mm-hmm. First Fruit Youth Prayer Line, praise God, will be Thursday at 7 o'clock p.m. Praise the Lord, this coming Thursday, 7 o'clock p.m. is our very own First Fruit Youth Prayer Line with the visionary, Chief Ambassador, Dr. Bernard Johnson, First Lady, Lady Betty Joyce Johnson. God bless you, and thanks so much.
Thank you. Thank you. And you four women, Dr. Sheila Brown, Dr. Barbara McGillisley, Dr. Gracie Manuel, and Dr. Taisha Steeles, yeah, they are doing a good job, a bumper job in the Lord. Amen. They were helping in person. I tell you, I've never heard young people in my life calling on the name of Jesus like that. I never heard him pleading the blood of Jesus like that. I never heard him telling God, Lord, we believe you like they do. And then I never heard him thanking the Lord like they're thanking the Lord. Listen now, if you don't have your young person on the youth prayer line, because we are coming opposite of what the enemy is trying to do. He's trying to get him in school on drugs. Get him to sell drugs. Get him to smoke in the bathrooms. Get him to pass the Bible. And even trying to, see, there you go, mature in the Lord. What you're doing, recognize that. That's causing distractions. Amen. And he's even trying to get him to play Russian roulette in the bathrooms. That's why you have, you know, young people ending their lives like that. And he's trying to make them try to, do what they call, suicide, amen, all that. Young people in black area normally never thought about suicide until the devil started bringing it to the black area. I guess he had gotten tired of one area. Now he's trying to take it to every area, amen. But get them on the youth prayer line, because we'll train them and teach them things that you can't do it. You can't teach your young people. Just say the blood of Jesus. They're not going to do it. They don't want to do it. That's embarrassing to them otherwise. But you get them where other young people will plead the blood of Jesus. Then before they know it, they're joining in pleading the blood of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Even know it. Amen. It doesn't even bother them. Amen. So do it. Amen. Now, come on, Dr. Teresa Stills. Tell us about and also Sunday. There you go, again. That's what I'm talking about. Go ahead, Dr. Steeles.
Yes, I'd like to invite anyone who doesn't have a church home to call into the prayer line to fellowship with Amazing Grace International. There are three ways that you can do so. Our very own Chief Ambassador is the presiding pastor. You can fellowship with them on Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time for Bible study. Also on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time for church service. And if you're in a Kansas City area, you can go in person and fellowship with them. They will pray with you. They welcome you with open arms. They will pray with you, for you, and over you. I promise you, you'll have an amazing time with Amazing Grace. Back into your hands, Chief.
Now, if you do the GPS, was it GPS, I believe, and it's 2955 Cisna. Now, the city is Kansas City, Kansas. Don't be over Missouri trying to find us. We're in Kansas. Amen. We're in Kansas, all right. The second thing I want to say to you just before I let you go, the Lord, we're going to do another three-day fast. If you missed that one, the first of the month, yeah, we put this one on the 8th, 9th, and 10th. Because I just got the word from the Lord, right? It was enough time. It wasn't enough time to try to pull the whole country into a three-day fast. So when we did 8th, 9th, and 10th, now you got the rest of the month to get your results from the Lord. Amen. But we're going to do it again on December the 1st, 2nd, 3rd, I guess. I haven't looked at the calendar. I don't know what day so far. But it's going to be around the first part of December. So I'm giving you enough time to kind of get ready and prepare yourself for a three-day fast.
Six, seven.
the 6th, 7th, and 8th?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. That'll give you enough time for December to come in. And the 6th, 7th, and 8th. That's enough time before Christmas where you have enough time to recuperate and have your Christmas with your family and dinner and everything. But the 6th, 7th, and the 8th, we're going to be fasting again. December will come in. We'll fast the 6th, 7th, and 8th, and we'll use the 9th through December the 30th, I believe.
31st.
The 31st of December. To see the results that God will give us from the fast. I hope you understand what I'm saying. Amen. I don't want to have to say, do y'all hear and understand the words that are coming out of my mouth? Amen. All right. Well, we're going to see the rest of the month in December to see what the Lord will do for you. And this is your fast. Amen. I'm not asking you, unless you just really want to put us in on the fast. But I'm not asking you to fast for us. I'm asking you to fast for your heart's desires, for yourself, for your family, for your ministry, for your work. Man, that God will bless you. And then spend the rest of the month after the 6th, 7th, and 8th. After the 8th, spend the rest of the month and giving the anointing time to work and seeing the results that he gave you for what you have asked him for. If you want to put us in, and then plead the blood of Jesus for Lady Betty and for me and over us. And then second, if you just would ask the Lord, you know, if he would bring my vision. Nobody can do my vision but God. Amen. Nobody can do it but the Lord. Amen. I want to bless churches all over the world and ministries